guys, welcome back to the Aggressively Annoying Positive Podcast. So before I talk about today's topic, let me just start by saying that this weather has been lovely. Oh my goodness. I've been hanging out by the lake, getting ice cream with my friends, going down, hanging out, drawing pictures, throwing heavy rocks into the water and annoying everyone around us. It's been amazing. I'm having a great time. Recommend. Like, if you haven't been outside recently, I really hope that you have. Like, go for a walk or something, because it is so nice. I'm pretty sure I got a sunburn yesterday, but that's okay. Like, you know, you take the bad with it. It's fine. It's a good time, though. Recommend. Super nice outside. So anyways, today I'm going to be talking about live music and performances. But let me just start this off with a little fun fact about me. So even though I listen to music all the time, I have never been to a live concert, like by a pop star or rock star or any other sort of star. Like, nope, haven't been. I have not seen Taylor Swift. That's just how it is. Like, I've been to live orchestra concerts. Those are cool. Like, I've been to some in Vermont with my Oma, and those are amazing. Like, we bring a little blanket to the amphitheater, which is like an outdoor theater. It's this half clamshell sort of thing. That's the best way to describe it. It's very cool. Definitely recommend it. But other than that, I'm a big musical theater gal. So I've seen a few Broadway shows. I've seen like Wicked, Frozen, The Lion King, and those are amazing. Like, and Dear Evan Hansen. Yeah, my high school took us on a trip to go see Dear Evan Hansen, which was really fun. So yeah, I love Broadway shows. I think they're really cool and they're just fascinating to watch. But I really enjoy live music concerts. Maybe not necessarily a concert, but you know, like there's a jazz club playing in a restaurant or a band or something. I really like those because it's so fun and they're just there. So you're not like stressed out about getting a ticket or anything like that. They're just, you know, you get chicken fingers and french fries and then there's a jazz band next to you and it's like, oh my gosh. My two favorite things. Like, it's great. Like, I can't wait until I'm old enough to go to a real jazz club or slash bar of sings, because those are really fun. Like, I just want to be the fanciest gal sitting at the bar with, like, probably an iced tea, you know, and then just listen to a jazz club. And I'm like, wow, I'm living my best life over here. Like, I think that'd be so cool. Like, I went to one in Disney Springs in Florida, which is a restaurant called the Edison, and it had such nice jazz and it was so fun. Like, my family was there and it was so exciting, and I think I made them like hang out there for an extra half an hour because we had finished dinner and then they were like, guys, give it up for our live band, woo! And they wanted to stay for a little bit to see what it was like, and I was like, no, we should stay for like ever, you know. Like, I was like, we can just hang out here, we can just hang out, like, it's okay, it's fine, we can hang out. Yeah, they were nice, but eventually we had to leave. So it was cool though, we had a good time. The guitar player was super cool, he had a nice bass riff that was fun to listen to. But I have a very exciting thingy to share about that in a little bit, but we'll get into that later. We'll talk about jazz in a little bit. For now, I'm going to talk a little more about theater, specifically movie to live action adaptions, and not like a movie live action, like you're in the theater and you're watching them in real time. So obviously, the most popular one that I can think of is The Lion King. So once again, I did some research for y'all, and let me spit some facts from Wikipedia. So basically, the 1994 Lion King animation by Disney had a budget of $45 million, and their box office was $968.5 million. Way to go. Good job. So then, 3 years later, Broadway came out with an adaptation of The Lion King. So this Lion King opened on Broadway with a budget of $27.5 million. So that's less than the movie one. And then the money that they made in total was, okay, I really hope I don't mess up these numbers. Okay. $1,812,000,993. That's a pretty big turnaround. Granted, they have had 9,865 performances since then. And you can really only show the movie for about a month or two. But that's what I think is so interesting, because like the live action adaptions are technically different every time you watch them, you know, because they have different actors. Sometimes they have guest appearances, and it's just really cool. So, and like a movie is the same every time you watch it. So you're not getting a new experience each time, no matter how much you like claim, or movie people like to claim it's a new experience every time you watch it. It's not. It's the same thing. So yeah, that's just interesting, because I feel like they're not as pop, like theater and Broadway things are not as popular anymore. But part of that is because like COVID kind of messed things up for Broadway for a little while. And like, as a result of the closures, attendance at Broadway shows like in 2021 and 2022 was only about 6.7 million people. But in 2018 or 2019, it was 14.8 million people. Like, that's more than double, basically. And I'm not going to sit here and talk about COVID, obviously, because no one wants to hear that. But I think that live music really, really took a hit for sure. And obviously, things are starting to get back to normal. I mean, Taylor Swift is doing amazing with her Eras tour, apparently. But I think that movies definitely really hit their stride during COVID, because it was just what was easiest and what was doable, you know? But as much as I love watching movies, like I said, the live-action versions on Broadway are way more immersive, because the stage is, like, all around you. And like I mentioned, that energy is just – it's just so crazy. Like, everyone – you're a part of the show. Like, I have seen The Lion King on Broadway, and it was an unforgettable experience. The music and the lighting and the costumes were all insane. Like, everything had a purpose, and it was just truly breathtaking to see it. And with Broadway shows, like, everything is way more intricate and complicated, because there are no retakes, obviously. Like, when you're in the show, you have to adapt in real time to what is happening. You can't – it's not like a movie where you just reshoot it and you edit it and it's fine. Like, there's nothing you can do if you mess up except for recover gracefully, you know? Like, they must be so stressed. I couldn't ever do that. Like, I've been in a middle school production of, I think, Aladdin. And I think that was enough for me. I was like, no, what if I'm going to trip? Like, I'm a clumsy gal. I'm going to fall on my face when I do this dance. I didn't, but it was still scary, you know? They have a gift, you know? So I watched a documentary of some of the behind the scenes of Broadway things. Another one of my favorite shows is Beetlejuice, which is a show that I want to see so badly. And it's great. Like, the behind the scenes of that was insane. They have like tunnels that go under the stage, and you have to be from one side to the other in 7 seconds. They have it down to an exact science. They rehearse for hours on end. It's crazy. And I love the Beetlejuice soundtrack. It's one of my favorites, along with the Hamilton soundtrack, another one that I want to see. And, like, going back to the movie versus, like, the movie version of it, I have seen Hamilton on Disney Plus, but again, it's not the same as being there. Like I said, theater makes the audience part of the experience. Like, trust me, I took a theater class, you know? Like, one of the most, like, I think we spent a month on just the audience, how the audience adds elements, and it's the most important part of theater, because you have to adapt to them, you know? It's kind of like a comedy show, almost. If you're with a crowd that doesn't like the jokes that you're making about this topic, then you have to adapt to that, and maybe think of some new ones from your set list, or take some out and change things around, or have a different character voice. Like, you have to, the audience plays a role in the theater, and not as much in the movie, because the movie is the same all the time. But, you know, it doesn't really, they care about the audience, but the audience doesn't impact the movie like a theater show does. So going back to what I said earlier, that I had something really cool to talk about when I was talking about jazz and live music. Tomorrow, I am going to a jazz concert. Mega hyped. So excited. It's going to be really cool. It's a Grammy Award winning band named Snarky Puppy. They're pretty new, but I'm really excited. They're like a jazz fusion group, and it's going to be a good time. So here's the vision for the episode right now, okay? So right now, it is 11:07 a.m. on a Saturday. The concert is tomorrow night. So I'm going to stop the recording here. Not right now. I'm going to finish my sentence. But I'm going to stop at the recording here. And then tomorrow, I'm going to record my thoughts on the concert as soon as I get back to campus, which will be probably around midnight. So the audio will sound different because it's going to be recorded on my computer and not these fancy schmancy mics. So please hold. I'm going to go enjoy some fun, funky, and fresh jazz music. And I will let you know how it goes at my first concert and what my thoughts were about it. That was the coolest thing, guys. I'm so excited. Wow. So it is 12:17, well, now 12:18 a.m. on a Monday. So it is after the concert, and wow, I am truly speechless. Like, live music is just a whole different experience. It was so amazing. The saxophonist was like playing these insane things. He was riffing it up. He was tearing down the stage. It was absolutely insane. And the guitarist was, oh my gosh, it was so good. The band was amazing. And the experience itself was just so crazy. Like, when I was in the car ride home, I wrote down a few things that I was like, I need to touch upon these. And I know I'm getting back late, so I'm going to forget them. But I couldn't forget them. They were so good. There was one point in the concert where they made the audience like clap to the beat. So we're all clapping together and we just become like an instrument in ourselves, you know, and it was crazy. And then the guy who told us to start playing, the bass player, was just like, he cut us off, you know, and then we all stopped playing or stopped clapping. And it was like, we became part of the experience, you know, like I said, the audience is so important when it comes to live music, and that you don't have that with, you know, a song on Spotify or a movie that you see. You're not really part of it as much as you are when you're in there, feet from the band. You know, like we were an instrument ourselves. We became part of the concert, which was totally insane, and I absolutely adored. And then the crowd itself was so funny because we're all just like bopping our heads to the beat. And then I did a little bit of people watching and I just looked around and everyone is just in sync, bopping to the same rhythm at the same time, you know? And like, you look at, I was there with the jazz band in the college that I go to. And like, we're all laughing and looking at our friends and we're all like, oh my God, you play the saxophone. And this saxophone player is absolutely wailing on his instrument, and like, you're just mesmerized. I don't even think that I was blinking during this concert. I was just staring, you know. I was baffled and mesmerized by the guitar player. Like, it was insane. He was like, I love Van Halen and I love classic rock, and there are very few bands that are actually like equal, even close to as good as the bands that I mentioned. Like, my dad all the time is like, you'll never have anything like this, you know, you'll never have Van Halen, you'll never have like Def Leppard, you'll never have these people. And I'm like, yeah, but we got Taylor Swift, you know. But like, this band was so good in all together, and then in their solos they were incredible and absolutely mesmerizing. It was
amazing. And then the experience itself, so I'm a cinema major, so they had these flashing synchronized lights that were going insane, and I was just like, oh my gosh. The ambiance and the look of the concert was just, oh my goodness. I know that I'm on like the post-concert high, and so it was insane. It was incredible, and I loved it, and it was something unforgettable that I'm so grateful that I got to experience. And yeah, like live music stands up to the test. Like, I'm definitely going to go to more concerts. I'm definitely going to do more of these because I didn't even know much about this band, and now I am obsessed. Like, Snarky Puppy was so good. I can't. It was amazing. So yeah, live music really stands the test. And seeing it with your friends was great. Like, we had a solid half a mile walk back to the car, and the whole time, like, maybe it's because we're music kids, but we were like, oh my gosh, did you see that part where the guy, he was in 5/4, and it was crazy, and everyone was just, oh my gosh. It was amazing. It was like taking a bunch of kids to the candy store for the first time. It was absolutely incredible, and it was hilarious to watch your friends just like freak out, you know. It was an amazing experience. So yeah, definitely amazing. Love live music. I'm a little concert junkie now. Yeah, so with that, let's close out the episode with our usual national holiday and fun fact. So today's national holiday is World Circus Day, speaking of live performances. And fun fact, did you know that bringing a peacock feather into the circus tent is said to be bad luck? Yeah. So thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you all have an amazing day. Don't forget to follow the podcast Instagram at Positive Podcasts. I'll probably post some videos and photos I took from the concert because this band was incredible. The opening act was incredible. That was four. It was a lowercase f and then capital O-U-R. And it was just incredible. So yeah, check it out and have a great week, guys. Bye.